Hey, Schultz, we're gonna walk right out that front gate.
Please come home, man. I see nothing.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Hi, this is Jacqueline Smith. You're listening to TV Confidential.
Ed Robertson along with Tony Figueroa, Donna Allen, and our guest, Robert Crane. Bob's latest book, Hollywood Plateau, is a collection of candid interviews with the likes of Chevy Chase, Jimmy Kimmel, Joan Rivers, Roseanne Barr, the cast of SCTV, Oscar De La Hoya, Jan Stevenson, Jamie Foxx, Cheech and Chong, and other actors, artists, executives, and newsmakers. All of the interviews featured in Hollywood Plateau were conducted over a 40-year period, roughly 1974 through 2013, prior to the era of political correctness. Hollywood Plateau is available in paperback and as an ebook through Amazon.com. Before we went to break, Bob, you mentioned your brother-in-law, David.
David is in our studio audience today.
David
has come up with a pop quiz. No,
you have the pop quiz.
You've come up with a pop quiz, and David is going to participate in the pop quiz, right?
I only pitched David because in my personal life, he is what you guys are. He is a walking film and TV encyclopedia. You will ask him, what was the dog's name and please don't eat the daisies? So, you know, it's that kind of thing. And he's amazing like you guys. So, long story short, my wife Leslie and I get to go on our first cruise of all time, go to Alaska. And I'm sitting there, you know, between buffet line visits and going to the bar. And I come up with a 10-question quiz. Every question...
It's worth 10 points.
Somehow is related to my dad, no matter how close or how distant. But there's some little thread.
And that's if we the get only all 10, we get to go to the lightning round.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So I would like to play Quizmaster, if that's okay. It's going to take 5 minutes.
Okay.
I don't know how you want to do this.
You want to do team? That way it's 2-2.
We can do 2-2, yes.
Okay. Who would you like to partner with, David?
Oh, wow. Tony, I guess.
Okay. And then you.
All right. It's Chad Bixby. And we're playing another round of TV quiz. No. Okay. Question number one. My dad, Bob Crane, and an actress joined the Donna Reed Show in 1963 as the Wacky Neighbors. Can you name the actress?
I can name the actress if I look it up in a book.
I am drawing a blank. Because I know your dad was on the Donna Reed Show.
They did 2 seasons together. Then my dad left. But this person stayed on as the wacky neighbor minus her husband. And they were brought in by Tony Owen, Donna's husband, to give a little pump up to Donna's show. I was getting a little tired after 5 years or whatever it was. And they were the wacky people always getting in trouble and stuff.
Well, and I'm supposed to have read Bob's book, so I'm in there too.
Well, I read Bob's book, but I don't remember.
And I'm sure I know the answer, and I'm sure I'm going to feel like an idiot
second. What I remember is that Bob's dad was working on KNX, you know, and he would go, and when he finished, he would go, KNX from like 4 to 10, and then at 10 o'clock or 9:55, he would sign off, and then he would go to the studio.
Yeah. And he
was Why didn't you ask me that, Bob?
Yeah. And I guess, you know, just to establish, he was the number one morning radio guy in Los Angeles at that time.
Yeah.
So
And he created a form of daytime radio that is still very popular. It was innovative at its time because he would mix in interviews and comedy while playing
drums.
While playing drums and playing music. And it's a form that was very popular in the 60s and 70s and still exists on like satellite today. We're stalling because none of us
So I do have a question. How much of the Bob Crane show is still around? How much was preserved, would you say?
You can find a fair amount on YouTube,
because I know there was. I heard one like a Christmas show on the Hogan's Heroes DVD where he interviewed everyone.
Yes. Okay.
Was really good.
Ed is cheating right now. Okay. So
I'm not cheating. One of the secrets of being an expert is you know where to find the answer if you're. This is why I like doing radio because I can look up answers and nobody knows that I'm cheating.
Well, you guys are good researchers, too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's half of the battle of being a good researcher.
But for the purpose of playing the game, it's cheating.
We got to move on, or this will take too long.
It's my show.
Thank you. So the actress who joined my dad for the Donna Reed Show, 1963, Anne McCrae. She was a blonde, perky, funny. I don't know what happened to her. You could look that up.
She's probably getting residuals somewhere.
Yeah. Okay. Relation to Meredith McCrae.
Let's move on. There's so much good information here.
If we had a sound effects buzzer, we would go,
which would also indicate that we are out of time this week. So Bob and David will come back in a few weeks for the rest of our special pop quiz related to the career of Bob's dad, Bob Crane. We'll see if any of us did better on the other questions than we did on the first. Plus, we'll talk some more about the other people featured in Bob's latest book, Hollywood Plateau, which is available both in softcover paperback and as an ebook through Amazon.com and wherever books are sold online. We are
the Real Brady Bros.
Brady Brothers from the TV show Brady Bunch. I'm Barry Williams.
And I'm Christopher Knight.
I played Greg. And who were you again?
I played Peter. We've decided that we're going to do a podcast around episodes of The Brady Bunch. We're going to use it as a prism to look back to our experience doing the show and why The Brady Bunch is still popular.
Have a sunshine day.
We are The Real Brady Bros.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-890-1032. 800-890-1032. 800-890-1032. That's 800-890-1032.
Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411. Or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.